Hello and welcome to our ninth call of the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. So today's chapter is Victory and Fulfillment. But first, our admin info. This is just a reminder to go to the Masterclass Central webpage and download all the recordings from there. The recordings of the classes, the recordings of the book, The Power of the Spoken Word. Please go and download those to all your devices so you'll have them. And again, I always want to remind you to use your daily journaling pages in the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. They will support you to help you understand where you're using your power and where you aren't. Okay, so that's all the admin I have for you. So let's just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. We ask that the way be opened for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. We ask that the way be opened for us to expand our awareness and to sync with the higher consciousness of the divinity within. We ask for greater understanding to manage our internal energy and to raise it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestations of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Please just surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that deflects negativity. And with each deep breath, please just fill us with strength, stamina, and love energy that heals in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Gosh, I apologize for my voice. Drove through some smoke coming home. Oh, jeez. Yeah, there's smoke around here. People burning leaves. And my throat wants to close up, but we're going to get through this. Okay, so today we're diving deep into the ninth chapter, Victory and Fulfillment. Fulfillment. I really love this word. You know, victory, that's a great word too, but fulfillment. For me, it holds promises fulfilled. And Florence's books teach us to create that fulfillment through us. I love this. We don't have to go anywhere to improve our lives. We have that power right here within us. All we have to do is use it. And when I was first introduced to Florence, this lifetime, I was living in that pool of fear. And I had perfected manifesting life experiences that were painful over and over again. And then I was given the Game of Life, and when I started reading the words on the pages, I started to feel this energy building within me, an energy that I'd never felt before, and that energy was empowerment. And I believe that Florence infused all her books, all her written word, with that magical energy of empowerment. You know, people hear her words, her words just speak to them. They read them on the page or they hear them through an audio and they speak to them and they feel that empowerment. But not everyone resonates with Florence's work. And what's sad is that they don't get to feel that energy of empowerment. The energy within them isn't at a frequency to engage with Florence's teachings. But for those of us who are at that frequency, the engagement becomes a magical, miraculous experience. Florence's teachings are about our words, but more importantly, about the energy supporting our words. She suggests, why not try a diet of the right words? But again, more importantly, we need a diet of the right energy. We need to live from a foundation of the right energy, a right state of energetic being. And that right energy is the vibration of love. Now, we've talked about love energy, and I just want to be really, really clear about what that energy is. Our human bodies experience all the duality of feelings and emotions, from pain and sadness to joy and happiness. But we also experience the human emotion of love. And this really isn't the love that I'm talking about, because human love is subjective. Our human love is influenced by behavior of other people and experiences. The love energy I'm talking about is beyond our human love. It's a vibration of energy that isn't influenced by anything. It simply is. It's the vibration of the divinity, that God part. It's the vibration of energy that makes us made in the image of God. The image being a vibration of energy, the love vibration, or lack of a better term, it's a feeling, a state of pure bliss. When we send out thoughts and words, actions and behaviors based in this love vibration, miracles happen. When Florence told people about the power of the word and that words and thoughts are a form of radioactivity and do not return void, and the people couldn't grasp the concept, those people would say, "Oh, is it as easy as that?" Well, how much more simple can it be? You know, we as humans, we do try to make everything harder than it is, because if it were simple, everyone would do it, right? If everyone understood how simple it is, yes, they would do it. But for so many, they don't understand how simple it is because they're drowning in fear energy. They've taken pain of past experiences to a new level of denial, an exaggerated level of separation, because they don't know what else to do with it. They're hurting, and they're just getting through the day in survival mode. And when they do come up for air and have a moment to think, everything is painful. So why think when they can numb that pain with some kind of detrimental behavior, or by surrendering to others with detrimental behavior? Because it's all just too much. I've been in those shoes. Maybe you have too. And it's also, it becomes a state of being normal. This is the way it is. Because we're stuck in that survival mode, and there's just no energy left to think. Florence tells us that any violation of the law of love causes a short circuit. Well, when we allow ourselves to slide into stress, we're no longer in a love vibration. That's a short circuit. When we get angry, we're no longer in a love vibration. Short circuit. When we feel overwhelmed, we're no longer in a love vibration. Short circuit. When we worry, we're no longer in a love vibration. Short circuit. When something awful happens and we hold someone or something in unforgiveness, we're no longer in a love vibration. We've got a short circuit happening. And along with all this short circuitry comes incoherent thought. It's as if the ability to think clearly eludes us. And sometimes we've been in this state for so long, like I was saying, we've been there for so long that it seems normal. And that is where I was when I met Florence. Then Florence changed all that for me. Well, she was the catalyst. I changed my energy and everything else changed. When nothing changes, nothing changes. But when I started reading Florence's work, everything changed. Florence opens the way for us to reconnect with that divinity within, that essence of who we are, that vibration of love that is the greater consciousness, something bigger than ourselves, but still a part of us. And when we come together, we're whole and complete, no longer separated. Florence told people who asked her to treat for their business that she would treat for the business. She would not treat for the business. She would treat for them, for they are the business. The vibration of energy the business owners held attracted the customers to the business. Florence held the safe space for the business owners, for her students and followers to reconnect with that vibration of love within them. The love vibration she held magnetized to the love vibration of the student and wakened it. And through that awakening, the student's chaotic mind chatter of chaos would settle down and they would feel safe. They came together as the power of two, and through that feeling of safety, they no longer felt they needed to protect themselves, and that safety brought peace, releasing the clutch of fear that held them hostage. And the student could breathe, and the student could feel the empowerment within them. They could feel that reconnection with the greater consciousness of the supreme intelligence, and the student could think. And through the vibration of love they were ascending to, they could hear the whispers, the thoughts of the superconscious higher self who knows of the true path to fulfillment, to victory. Because of our solid introduction to fear at an early age, we humans feel the need to control everything. We feel the need to force our personal will. We believe our control will create what we want. And we listen to outside influences that tell us what we want and what we need. The advertising industry is really good at this, telling us what we want and what we need. And then there's our family and friends who think they know what's best for us, and we listen. Whether consciously or subconsciously, we listen. And then there's the programming that we've been taking in all our lives that just hangs out in our subconscious. And as a result, we get stressed and we fight to gain coherent thought, but we're influenced by outside stimuli. And as a result, we have this skewed idea of what we want and that we need to make things happen. We feel the need to force our will to have what we want. We know that we have power within us, and we believe that forcing our will is the answer, that forcing our will bring us happiness, will deliver to us the peace and joy that we long for. But the truth is, there is no power in forcing personal will. The truth is, as we're lifted in consciousness, when we transform fear to love, when we ascend to that vibration of the love that is our essence, the way is open to fulfill our square of life, to live as one, whole and complete, as one with the divinity within. And it's from this state of oneness, of wholeness, that we get the opportunity to experience bliss, that feeling of connectedness, no longer alone, no longer separate. We ascend to a state of glory, of bliss, where not only are all things possible, but we come, We become a state of being that dissolves burdens. We become that state of being that solves problems as a natural flow. And with the enemy of fear gone, the battles are won. We've learned that our only true enemy is the fear within us. And that fear cannot exist when we ascend our energy to the divinity of love that is our essence. That energy that is the essence of God, that God part within us. When we connect, when we are again as one, and in this oneness, we breathe in the love. Our human body vibrates in the love. Our human body heals. Our human brain grasps coherent thought to think and decide and to create higher outcomes with just a thought. Because the love energy is what supports it. We feel the peace within our heart. We feel the oneness, the wholeness. We feel confident and complete. And from this state of joy, of happiness, of oneness, we experience our version of heaven on earth. And from this state of oneness, the gates and doors that fear had locked are open. And miraculously, material things and life experiences based in love are made manifest as our physical reality. All life experiences are made manifest through our energy, whether it be fear energy or love energy. We are the orchestrator. We direct energy whether consciously or subconsciously. The question is, what are we consciously choosing each day? When it's love and we feel the fear energy creeping in, when we experience disappointment, we have the power within us to transform that disappointment to happy surprises. And that power within isn't to force our personal will to transform disappointment. No. The power within us is best used by infusing the disappointment with the love of the divinity, opening the way for a higher outcome. That is the action step. I suggest accepting what your life is in this moment, then infusing the experience and people involved with the love energy. And from this state of acceptance, the battle within us stops, and we have the ability to focus our love energy. When we focus that love energy, our thoughts and our energetic flow, when we focus it on that higher outcome, without regard to the how something's going to happen, just simply focusing on the joy of that higher outcome, infinite intelligence is left open to mold the higher outcome into form through limitless channels. So the next question is, can you trust this to be? Can you trust infinite intelligence to handle your affairs? Can you let go of the need to manipulate and control? Knowing that your need to control blocks and limits the channels for your highest good to be made manifest, knowing your need to control comes from a state of fear, even though it's hidden in the back recesses of your subconscious, buried under years of programming, fear is still fear. And we cannot exist in a state of fear and love at the same time. Now, you've been working at releasing this need to control. When the need to control is fully released, you'll discover the control is in releasing the need to control. For that need to control is based in fear. Now, when Florence treated the woman to open the way for her business to be successful, she supported the woman to release that need to hold on to fear within her. And with that release, she attracted the customers through the love connection with the divinity within. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe and heals all. When we infuse people and situations with love energy, we miraculously regain the ability to think clearly. We vibrate at a higher frequency, so there is no fear involved, no anxiety, no stress, only love. And we flow in ease and grace. Our body is lighter. It feels better. We can think. We can decide. We can expect more joy. We can be happy in the present moment when there's no sign of change in sight. We can be the love vibration reconnected with the divinity within, and we feel whole. We feel connected. We feel safe. Today, we're going to experience two meditations like we did last week, our usual shift to love meditation, and then we're going to infuse our lives with love through that healing circle of love meditation. And during the healing circle of love meditation, when I guide you to put a situation or event into the center of our circle, again, put your life there. If there's something you're meeting with or you're doing this afternoon that or later today that you need some support with, put it there. Otherwise, put your life there. And then when I guide you to put people into the center of the circle, put everyone that affects your life into the center of that circle. You may not even know them. Just say in your mind, I place everyone that affects my life into the center of the circle, and we'll just infuse them with love for the highest possible outcome. Now, we will use the Deepak Chopra's Quiet Your Mind exercise at the beginning of both of these meditations to just help you connect more clearly. And I will talk to you in between the meditations to remind you. But before we begin, let's just take a moment to accept what our life is in this moment, to just accept it. No judgment, just acceptance. Wow, I just did that too. And on the exhale, gosh, my face even relaxed. I must have been holding some tension in my shoulders because that all relaxed too. Okay, so we're going to start the shift to love meditation. Okay, make sure this works. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a deep breath, we begin by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. And with another deep breath, we embrace gratitude for the opportunity to be the love vibration. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light, as one with the divinity within. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I accept that I have the power within me to create a higher outcome and improve my life. I commit to using my power from this state of love. And repeat after me. I consciously choose to understand adversity and see it as feedback to achieve a higher outcome. And repeat after me. I pray from a state of gratitude, having already received. I trust that I am loved and the divinity always has my back. I love my body and who I am. One with the divinity within. And now I integrate all this love. after me. I embrace this love within me and set a firm intention to live my life from the vibration of love. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. And just allow yourself to feel roots coming down from your feet into Mother Earth, traveling down through her soils, the water, the rocks, the clay, all the way down to her center, to wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you in that beautiful love energy at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, just pull that love healing energy back up through the roots, back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just embrace that love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so now we're going to do the Healing Circle of Love meditation. And during this meditation, when I guide you to put a situation or event into the center of the circle, if you have something coming up that you need support with that, do it. Put that situation or event in the circle. But if not, put your life there or your day. You know, put your life there and we'll just infuse that with love. And then when I guide you to put into the center of the circle, everyone involved in the situation or event, put everyone that affects your life into the center of that circle. And you may not even know them. So just say that in your mind, you know, I place everyone that affects my life into the center of the circle. And we begin. So just get comfortable with your feet on the floor and your hands gently in your lap. Close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, we ask our angels to join us to create our healing circle of love. Just breathe in the love. Take the hand of your angels as we create this beautiful, safe, sacred healing circle. And we come together as one with the set intention to create a higher outcome in all directions of time. And now place in the center of the circle the upcoming event or situation. Now the angels and I join you to infuse this event or situation with love, sincerely from our hearts. And now place into the center of the circle the person or all the people involved. And the angels and I join you to infuse this person or people with love, sincerely from our heart. Now an aspect of you walks into the center of our circle. And the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order, holding you safe, shielding you from all negativity, raising your vibration to that of infinite love. Love of the divinity. You are one, divinely guided, divinely protected. In deepest gratitude, we are grateful. Now we ground into this love energy, anchoring this intention to create the highest outcome in all directions of time. Just see roots from your feet going down into Mother Earth, all the way down to that healing love light at her center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this intention. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love light of Mother Earth back up through the roots, back up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Bringing that beautiful healing love back with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Your words, your thoughts, they hold an energetic vibration. Is that vibration love or is it fear? You must consciously choose the vibration you wish to experience each day, because if you don't, then your energy will default to whatever the dominant energy of your subconscious is. And until you've healed the programming and negative beliefs that live there, the subconscious dominant energy is fear-based. You have the power to overwrite that energy to love. Love of the highest order. As one with the divinity within, use your power by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. When you consciously choose, if there's hidden fear energy that you need to address, it will reveal itself to you. So until you can hold and maintain that love energy, that love vibration, meditation is the most powerful way to get there and support you to hold it. So please meditate every day till your life is a walking love meditation, until you ascend your vibration to be one with the divinity within on a consistent basis, whether you're meditating or fully aware walking through your day. And then you'll probably want to meditate daily just because it feels good. And you may say, I don't have time to meditate. But do you really have time not to? Think about how much time you spend trying to think clearly, trying to figure something out because your thoughts won't focus. When you meditate, you grasp those incoherent thoughts and quiet them down to coherency, to harmony. And harmony in the body heals the body. There's no more time to dilly-dally. It's time to get serious about managing the energy within you to heal your body and create the life experience you really want to live. Your version of heaven on earth. Okay, so let's recap. Now we have a clearer understanding of how powerful we are. We hold the power of the divinity within us. We also have the power within us to block our flow of positive love creation. And now we can recognize the fear energy that does that blocking. We have a deeper understanding of our free will. We now know that feeling the need to force our will is based in fear, that our true power and control lies within releasing the need to control. Releasing the need to control opens the way to flow in ease and grace from a state of peace, miraculously manifesting what we want. We understand the power of acceptance and the freedom and healing of forgiveness. It's up to us to follow through, to manage and focus our energy through that love vibration. We've learned that it's possible to shift into the love vibration in meditation, and it's possible to be the love vibration during our waking state. We want to be the love vibration in all moments of our life, to be aware of our energy and broadcasting out love of the highest order to our field of potentiality in all moments. Awareness is key. Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love. You are light. You are limitless. You are one with the God power, that divinity within. So this completes our Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. Florence's teachings open the door. It's up to you to walk through it and close it. The other side, close it to that pain of the past, to fear, and to live fully in the now, taking the action steps necessary to bring your three levels of consciousness into alignment. I remember the first time I read that, I thought, oh my God, how am I going to do that? It's not hard. It's really simple. It's all about choosing to be that love vibration. Florence saved me when I was introduced to her books and teachings all those years ago. Life changed. It improved. It got stronger. And then life would get in the way and I'd revert back to anxiety and stress. And I got on that roller coaster of Florence and stress and healing with Florence and diving headfirst back into fear with stress. And then I learned the action steps that I had to take to make living in the love vibration my normal state of living consistently. Living in the love vibration instead of fear being in charge. I need the support of meditating and journaling and all the other support tools. And with full transparency, it's easier when I gather with people like you, supporting others and teaching this material. So I'll be presenting the Secret Sauce for Happier Holidays and Life workshop in December. We did one in November, and it was awesome, if I say so myself. But we're going to do another one in December, and then we're going to dive deeper into each module of the workshop in January. That's a 9-week program, and we'll take Florence's teachings to a new, exciting level of understanding, opening the way to implement them more easily. And I hope you'll be joining me for this exciting workshop and 9-week program. Each event will support you to lay a more solid foundation for your happy, fulfilled square of life, creating your new normal. Okay, as a reminder, be sure to download all these recordings to your devices so you have them. The meditations, I think there might be a program in there. Quieting your mind by yourself so you can meditate. So you can just use all the meditations, all the classes, download them. Wonderful information. And you know, every time you listen to the class, you're going to get something new out of it. It's just like listening to Florence's teachings or reading her books. You find something new every time. But please put into practice what we've been discussing. Practice, practice, practice. Until you're consciously choosing and being that love vibration, that it becomes your new state of normal. Just create your routine. What do you need? How does it support you the best? Be sure to drink lots of water. Get more sleep if you need it. And be sure to write in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day. Those journal pages, they support you like none other. And you start to clearly see where you're using your power and where you aren't. And it helps you to remember to use your tools. So write in those pages every day. Okay. So thank you so much for being here with me. This has just been such a treat. This is the first time I've taught from this book. And oh my gosh. It was really powerful for me. Thank you for being here. And this completes our class.